Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Jerry Stengel back on the show. Jerry is the president of Ventaneer, a research, training, and marketing company. She's a past board member of the New York City chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. That's NABO to some of you. And she is an amazing champion and advocate for women in business. She devotes her life to that and does it very well. It makes it look good while she's doing it. She's our good friend Jerry Stengel. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm so delighted to be here again. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that we've talked a lot about on the show before, a lot, is women's issues. There's particular things about that women deal with in the marketplace that are the same and those things that are different, that are variations on the theme that women have to deal with that maybe men don't have to deal with. Some of the advantages that men have over women that are natural, some of the advantages women have over men. And I love talking about these things, and I've been doing it for 21 years. But one of the things that continues to come up over the years is women being able to fund their businesses. If they need something beyond the organic retained earnings of a company, if they need some kind of help, some kind of leverage. In the old days, when I say the old days, I'm talking about 20 years ago, it was getting a loan, maybe just even getting a loan. And then, of course, as time goes by, more and more people are looking to venture capitalists and angel investors and those kinds of things. So these are challenges that, in particular, women have had a little higher degree of difficulty making happen than men. And you've been doing a lot of work on this. In fact, you've done some reporting on this, and I'd like you to share some of those things with us.
Yeah, so I recently did an article in Forbes last Wednesday. I take a look at sort of trends every year. And I wrote an article called Five Ways Women Will Get Women the Funding They Need in 2019.
How so, women will help other women get funding.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
all right.
So there's a bunch of different things that are happening. So women are becoming angel investors at a faster rate than men. From 2004 to 2017, the number of women angel investors have increased fivefold.
We've talked about angel investors a lot on the show in the past, and I know that nobody should really have to be told what an angel investor is, but just in case somebody woke up out of a Rip Van Winkle sleep for 20 years, tell people what an angel investor is.
Well, angel investors are wealthy people, meaning that they are accredited investors. They earn over $200,000 as an individual or $300,000 as a couple.
For three years in a row. They've got to have it 3 years in a row.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. And they also, or they could own $1 million, excluding their, have $1 million in assets, excluding their home.
Their net worth, right. And these, it needs to be $1 million.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And these people invest in other people's businesses. So whether it's a startup or a growing company.
And it could be $5,000. It doesn't have to be $5 million. That's what angels do,
correct.
Right? Yeah.
Correct. Sometimes it's as small as, a few $1,000s. Right. More likely it's more substantial than that, but it doesn't
And oftentimes angels bring some kind of assistance to the table, too. They might actually become like an active board member to help out. Maybe they have contacts. Maybe they have some expertise, that kind of thing. But there's been an uptick in this, though? Give us I got about a minute before we go to a break. What's the key takeaway from the women angel investors?
So women are becoming angel investors at a far faster rate than men. and they're coming behind, and they are investing in women entrepreneurs or in female founders.
And women, so you're saying that women are, and so, folks, this is kind of the theme of our visit with Jerry today. Women are becoming more, obviously making more money. They're more of them are finding some significant financial success, and they're saying, we want to turn this around and give back, and we're going to focus on women entrepreneurs, getting the help maybe that they didn't get, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna, when we come back after the break, though, we're going to talk about some more of these examples, as well as what are these women benefactors doing to hold their beneficiaries, the people they're loaning the money to, investing the money in, what are they doing to hold those ladies' feet to the fire? You have to perform. The money that's being invested didn't fall out of a tree. It was earned. And these, the money that there's being invested has to be earned, too. It's 22. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.